I'm Vicky Merrick. The local food report's up now with Elspeth Hay, and this time, black garlic.
Beau Valtz is standing in his Wellfleet kitchen in front of a giant pile of fresh garlic.
What I'm doing is I'm wrapping these heads of garlic up in tin foil real tightly, and I'm going to do 90 of these, and then I'm going to put them in the crock pots on the porch, which all have thermocouples attached to them that keep the temperature hovering around 140 degrees, and they'll sit out there for a month and a half.
Over the course of this month and a half, the cloves inside the garlic paper will turn from white to black. And since 2008, this so-called black garlic has become incredibly popular with gourmet home cooks and chefs.
My wife saw this stuff in the old health food store in Provincetown. There was a little point of purchase display, and a single head of this stuff in a little clear plastic bag was $10. She was like, what the heck is that? And splurged on it and brought it home, and gosh, that's interesting and tasty and weird. And we didn't really think about it, and who's going to buy $10 heads of garlic, blah, blah, blah. But then a couple of years went by, and I don't know, I can't remember how it started. If it was just a lark, I often want to do things just because the process intrigues me. But I just decided, wait a minute, that stuff, You know, I wonder what would happen if you made a bunch of that and offered it up to people.
Beau quickly discovered that what would happen is the black garlic would fly off the shelves. He started making it for local chefs and a farm stand, and he can't produce enough to satisfy local demand. It turns out the black color in black garlic comes from a reaction between the sugars and an amino acid that are naturally present in the bulb, which is called the Maillard reaction. This is also responsible for the flavors of other foods we find addictively tasty. Toast, toasted nuts, barbecued meats, and roasted coffee.
When it's done, when it comes out right, sometimes it gets, like, especially if you lose moisture, or some of the stuff I bought in stores sometimes is kind of hard and too solid. But when this stuff comes out right, it kind of has the consistency of a chuckle, one of those gelatin candies. Your teeth leave little drag marks in it when you bite it. And if you pop a piece in somebody's mouth and don't let them see that it's shaped like a clove, they usually can't guess what it is. They're like, oh, that tastes sort of like balsamic vinegar, or what is that? Like, almost maybe one person in 10 will go, is that garlic? So it completely changes.
So I asked a few chefs I know why they like black garlic. And my friend Eric Jansen of Blackfish says it's a new mommy thing. He puts black garlic in aioli or dressings and adds it to a demi-glaze for steak. He says black garlic has a complexity that fresh garlic lacks. It's almost sweet, and it's flavorful in an intense way that some people compare to truffles.
It's supposed to be full of antioxidants. I think it has sort of, it is supposed to have healthful properties in Asian cultures, but who knows?
That's one of the strange things about black garlic, actually. Questions like where exactly it comes from and why it suddenly burst onto the U.S. culinary scene a little over a decade ago are surprisingly hard to answer. Some people say it's an ancient Chinese tradition, others that it comes from Egypt. And a Korean man claims he invented it in 2004. What we do know is that it's easy to make. The only ingredients are thyme, garlic, moisture, and heat. For CAI's Local Food Report, I'm Elspeth Hay.
You can find a link to learn more about how to make black garlic and then how to cook with it right on our website at capeandislands.org. The Local Food Report is edited by me, Vicky Merrick, and produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole. Thanks for listening.